Penguin Random House Audio presents The Happiness Equation. Want nothing plus do anything equals have everything. This is the author, Neil Pasricha. Welcome to The Happiness Equation. I'm so excited to share this book with you, and I want to just spend a second up front telling you about the structure of the book. Essentially, the book is broken into three big sections. Want nothing, do anything, and have everything. Each of those three sections contains three secrets, meaning the book contains nine secrets total. It's these nine secrets that I'm really excited to share with you now. Three ways to get the most out of this audiobook. Number three, agree to disagree. You will not agree with all nine secrets the first time you hear them. That's okay. Expect to disagree. But remember, you have the power to slowly let new ideas into your brain whenever you like. 100 years before neuroplasticity became a buzzword, American philosopher William James said, "Plasticity, in the wide sense of the word, means the possession of a structure weak enough to yield to an influence, but strong enough not to yield all at once." Number two, change your scenery. Listening to this book in one sitting is fine, but if you change your scenery, you'll get more out of it. A chapter in the buzzing airport, a chapter at the beach, a chapter in bed before flicking off your lamp. Our brains are stimulated by different air, smells, and sounds. Everywhere you listen to the book, you'll get something different from it, and you'll more easily recall the lessons. Number one, create a 7-day challenge. Anytime you hear an idea in this book that you want to try, give yourself a 7-day challenge. Write down every day in your calendar for 7 days, do X, and then try to do it. If you can do it for 7 days, you just proved you could do it for 7 days. Then you can do it for another 7 days. Then it becomes a habit. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Author's note. I have spent more than a decade developing leaders. I have had incredible experiences speaking about leadership to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, eating dinner with royal families in the Middle East, sharing stages with Harvard deans, and consulting on leadership to organizations like Audi, Viacom, and GE. I have worked as director of leadership development at Walmart, interviewed billionaires, and worked directly for two CEOs at the world's largest company. But after years successfully helping people lead teams, lead businesses, and lead organizations, something slowly dawned on me. Hardly anyone was happy. Every conference lunch was filled with conversations about struggling to find balance, feeling too busy, and keeping up with others. So many leaders said they didn't have space in their lives, were stressed about time and money, and felt burdened with endless decisions and conflicting advice. Even the greatest leaders in the world, even billionaires, even Fortune 500 CEOs, were all plagued with dramatic crises on a daily basis. Fiery cauldrons of stress were bubbling in their heads and stomachs. I also realized I wasn't happy myself. I was searching for simple models to decide what to do, searching for structure to relieve stress, and searching for guidelines to steer me through tough decisions constantly bogging me down. I thought about all the times I felt guilty not getting work done, burned out after a crazy week, or struggling in messy mental states for days navigating tough choices. Looking back, I can't believe how much time I wasted. Being happier is the biggest challenge you face every single day at work. Same if you're a stay-at-home mom, studying through school, or traveling abroad. Teaching and training your brain to stay positive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?